Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Yay! We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. Yay! It's kind of like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one serving of sautéed farm coconut curry shrimp, poached Cypress Cajun Island salmon, with a double wild South African drenched in butter lobster tail, served on a bed of angel hair pasta.
Can I leave for lunch?
Sounds fishy to me. I don't know. But buckle up, little campers. Yeah, you can leave for lunch. Here we go. It's the devotional diamonds of the day. We got I got some really cool devotional diamonds. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I think that's everybody's favorite part. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. I'm wondering if I give everybody $350, will they consider using it? How about if I give you $350? I give you $350. How about that? What? I give you $350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Who knows? That's a great question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're answering life's questions, and at the moment, life's questions is this. By the way, I got a daily double. Did you want to do the daily double noise? Okay, good enough. First one, here's the first one. Ready? If I decide that I'm indecisive, which one am I? See? And here's the other one. Listen to this. This will really get you. This will really get your the kugel cooking in your brain. Ready? Why do we say bye-bye, but we don't say hi-hi? We say bye-bye. We always use two. But when we say hi, we just go hi. Interesting, huh? Well, maybe not that interesting. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have
stick your
nothing
head in the microwave and get yourself a tan
to do with the show whatsoever. We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. There's that part of it as well. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues. Riveting interviews. Fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, who knows?
Your mojo working now, I'll show you how. You can dare to be stupid, you can turn the other cheek, you can just give up the ship,
you can eat a bunch of sushi then forget to leave a tip.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today to ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. 5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University's San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
We're back, and for those of you praying for knee pain relief, we've been talking about a cutting-edge arthritis treatment. The question is, can this make knee replacement surgery obsolete? If you've been told you need a knee replacement, that your knee is bone-on-bone or just simply arthritic, then I'm here to let you know this message is for you. Many are scared stiff of knee replacement surgery, and let's face it, there's no doubt it is major surgery with all the risks that come with it. Anesthesia, bleeding, infection, and unfortunately, uncertain outcomes and no guarantees. The skilled doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute can now use laser guided Hologic digital imaging to precisely guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material precisely where you need it the most to help your pain without surgery. No hospital stay, no surgical risk, no lengthy rehab, not one bit of downtime. Call 1-800-204-KNEE for your no-obligation, risk-free screening. And more good news, if you're a candidate, Medicare and most major insurance will usually cover the procedure. That's 1-800-204-KNEE. One more time, 1-800-204-5633.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Get this, if you want to reach the show, you know how you do that? You know how you reach the show? You send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. That's one way. Another way is you go to FedEx and you put down the building address and then you write a note and you send it to FedEx. Although, why would you do that when you can do it for email for free? And then the last thing that you can do is you can just come by and say hi. You can do that too. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
That's what I said. This segment brought to you by E. Cola Termite and Pest Control and our good friend Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the Termite Lady. Da-da-da-da! And her own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals at home. So when she got involved in the business, she said, we're not doing that. We're not letting that happen. So E. Cola uses a microwave, electro gun, and patented E. Cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Still extended one more week. Still $100 off any termite work when you call. That's a pretty good deal. You call 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Or you go to ecolatermite.com. That's E-C-O-L-A termite, ecolatermite.com. Don't forget, though, Sue has her own show here on KPRZ, 4 p.m.s on Saturday, 4 p.m.s. What's 4 p.m.s? Is that like a lot of p.m.s or something? It's at 4 o'clock in the evening, early evening, late afternoon, 4 p.m., right here on KPRZ, inspirational show. Again, for pest control and termite work, call E. Cola, 800-332-BUGS. Got it? Got it. Hey, we're going to do a little shout-out. Can we do a shout-out? You got like a Tarzan noise? We don't really have a Tarzan noise, do we? We need like a... we need something like either, not necessarily that, but like a yodel, a yodeling sound. Tarzan yodeling thing, like, you know, one of those kind of things. What do you think? All right, we'll find something. All right, here's our shout out today to Sandra Love. Sandra Love is thinking about coming on board with us and kind of kicking it around. So, Sandra, if you're hearing my voice, this is the shout out. There you go. You can't get any better than that. Nice job, Robo Producer. Very good. So there you go, Sandra. There's your shout out. We gave it to you. Want to make sure you got that going. Let me tell you something that somebody did this weekend that's going to blow your mind. You ready to blow your mind? I mean, I know you're eating those pepper thing there, but listen, I'm going to blow your mind. Now, who would win this? Who would win this contest? Now, you think about it. Just think about this for a second. Who would win a texting war? Somebody that doesn't talk a lot or a radio talk show host who has speech-to-text technology on their phone? Who would win that?
You.
Yeah. So I was in a little bit of a text war, only I won swiftly and brutally because all my texts were 900 words. And per send, you know, which
probably, I think it's just because the stars aligned and someone watched Paycheck.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me be the first to announce on this show something that you have never heard before. Our very own robo producer, after 10 months of searching and grinding and pushing, has finally completed the movie Paycheck. It took him 10 months.
David, it was a very, very good action slash sci-fi movie.
Yeah,
loved
well, it. I told you. It's not not necessarily for people who are, you know, what we never do is we never really actually recommend movies. We don't actually physically recommend movies in the context of people get mad at us if they don't like it. So we don't do that. But if we were recommending movies, we would recommend that movie, right? But we don't do that, just so you can know. So I want to say congratulations to you, sir. You've done a fine job. It's only 10 months in the making to watch an hour and 30-minute film.
In another 10 months, I'll give you my review.
Okay. You know, I was thinking, what, you watch like 5 minutes a month or 10 minutes a
month? I got it. It kind of sat around for a few months, and then I watched about 10 minutes of it, and then I watched like half of it, and I sat down last night, and I was going to watch Batman like you did the other night. I'm like, no, it is the perfect opportunity on a Sunday night to watch Paycheck.
Yep. Now if we could just get to Paychecks.
That would be nice.
That would be awesome, too. And then also I had the wonderful experience from the wife. I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful
How
experience.
Happened?
She fed me humble pie. It was
yummy.
It was awesome. Not. It was awesome. Not. Awesome.
Did you
not
ask for seconds?
No. I did not ask for seconds, and I was not interested in seconds. Apparently, there's some things that I do on the show that irritate people. The first thing I do on the show that irritates people, I have a talk show. That's number one. Number two, I sound like a Muppet. Number three, another lady told me I sound like Gomer Pyle. See, and you can't win. I don't know what to. So, and then I have all these annoying habits, okay? Now, you can't take away the tagline, you know, the local, national, and heavenly. I mean, that's just a tagline. You can't get rid of that. But you got to watch how you say certain things. So I says to the wife, I says, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm getting some feedback on this, that, whatever. You know what she says to me? She goes, oh, I hate that about your show.
No.
I'm like, what? She's like, I hate that about the show. I'm like,
it's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You lose. Good day, sir.
But what are you supposed to do with that when your own wife tells you, yeah, that part of the show, I hate that. It's like, oh, you don't think that's funny? No. You don't think that's interesting? No. Well, what do you think? I think it's dumb. I think you should not do it. Oh, okay. I just want to say another critic heard from.
Is the name of the show The David Spoon's Wife Experience?
It's apparently that's what's become now. The David Spoon. It's the David Spoon's platform to apologize to his wife for everything he's done wrong show. That's the new show. That's it. I'm just going to start coming up with different things. I think that's a good idea. That'll work. That'd work for sure. So I thought that was interesting because she was just very honest and she wasn't trying to be mean. It just came out that way. That's all I'm saying. It's not that she was mean. She just kind of, and so it's like, then you're thinking, huh? Yeah, well, that explains why she listens to CDs and not the show. Oh, what can you do? So I thought that was kind of interesting. A couple of things that we need to cover, by the way. There's a few things in the news. Do we want to cover news? We got next segment, I'm doing a story that's going to blow
let's
your
do it
mind.
Now.
You want to do a story now or you want to do a DDD?
No, let's do it now.
I got a couple of different ones.
Let's pick story A.
Story A. We do not call people names enough on this show. Well, did I say we don't call people names? Oh, okay. Here's the deal. Have you ever looked up the word nut job in a dictionary?
No, but I know what it means.
Okay. Here's a statement by somebody that's in politics. I can't help you people. There's nothing I can do about this. And this is what this person said, referring to President Obama. He has been open, practical, apolitical, certainly nonpartisan in terms of welcoming every idea and solution. That's one of the reasons Republicans want to take him down politically, because he's completely the most nonpartisan president.
David, are they living in a parallel universe? That's my question.
Well, the question is, who said it? Who said it?
Ah, indeed.
Ah, so here's your first hint.
Uh-huh.
Here's your first hint. Ready? Aha! Here's your first hint. I want you to imagine a person's face being blown back at 900 miles an hour wind gusts, and their face is falling back off by their ears.
It's sponsored by Memorex?
No. That's a good guess, though. Not by Memorex, but that's pretty funny. No, this person is a female versus a male. Their skin is pushed all the way back by the power of the wind, and they've had more lifts than an elevator could dream of. Are you getting close?
I would say Michael Jackson, but now I'm going to guess Barbara Streisand.
That's incorrect. This person is also political.
Nancy Pelosi.
Is from California. What?
Nancy Pelosi.
I didn't say it, and I'm not saying it, but if you look up nut job in the middle of the dictionary, because to say that President Obama, which, by the way, I didn't vote for him. I don't hate the guy. I can't believe people think that guy's the Antichrist, because if they think he's the Antichrist, he's the worst one ever.
He's supposed to unify
He's terrible at Antichrist stuff. He's terrible at that. But my point is, to say he's nonpartisan, that's like saying I'm not Jewish. Like, yeah, good luck with that, pal. You know, see, I buy wholesale, I sell retail. What do you need to know, right? And don't get upset because my bris was better than yours. That's how it goes. The bottom line is, are you serious? Nonpartisan? That's insanity.
The most partisan.
One of the most. And I will say that with President Bush, a lot of divisiveness there. President Obama, a lot of divisiveness. There's just a lot more divisiveness, and I think
personally, 100%.
I think it's personally because people are just jerkier. That's what I think is going on. There's not as much grace, so it's like kind of thing. But I just couldn't believe that story that she said he's the most nonpartisan president. It's like, what? What do you put on your tuna fish? Holy moly. Where are you coming up with that stuff? It's like incredible. So I I'm not calling her a nut job, so I don't want you to think I am. I'm just saying
if
you look up in the dictionary nut job and it's got a picture, that's what I can I say. That's I didn't make the dictionary. It's not my fault.
You won't find the planner's peanut guy.
No. he won't be working on something. That would be like a nut job, right? You know, my wife doesn't like that either when I go like that. She doesn't like that either. I'm just not gonna have a show. It's easier. I don't have a show. Show? Who has a show? Okay, we're gonna take. I got a minute. We should probably break now, huh? All right, I got an amazing poll that we're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about a poll that has to do with the devil. What? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, let's talk about the poll about the devil.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power, and we'll set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at donelaw.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
This weekend, enjoy free family fun at Art Splash in Carlsbad. See amazing fine art and chalk art. Plus, don't miss exciting pro skateboard demos, and on Sunday, hot rods on display. Enjoy Art Splash this weekend in Carlsbad, located freeway close on Armada Drive, brought to you by the City of Carlsbad.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Hey, by the way, Weird Al Yankovic going to be on our show at 3:30, 3:35. Which one of those two? It's like 3:35,
B.
Right? B. 3:35. Let's see. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals to make your carpets clean, soft, smelling good, quick drying, and still. That's like 8 weeks. I don't have any spots on my carpet. Safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, and professional. And the bottom line is that these guys, their work is great. You got the 30-day gotta love it guarantee on the carpet. You just call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100, or you go to Zero Res San Diego, so you can do it right online. It doesn't matter either way. The bottom line for them, here's the real bottom line. They do great work. I mean, great, great stuff. And I think they're running that 119 special. I better check that, make sure we're still running that 119. Maybe that changed. So I don't want to tell you something that they're not running. It doesn't matter. They're always running specials. The bottom line, call them. Call them at 858-486-4100. It's not a wet and jet type of company. It's a real company. Quality carpets. They do great work. And I was never more impressed with any carpet service in my entire life. How's that? That's pretty good, huh? That's a long time. Well, it's not that long, but okay. All right, my friend. I have in here, I have in my hands, one of the more amazing polls that have taken place in the last little bit. This comes out of the Washington Examiner, which means nothing to me personally. But here it is. They took a poll and they asked these three different groups about believing in the devil. All right? Now, keep in mind this, as you get into these kind of conversations, it's kind of an interesting element. There's people that just completely deny. There's people that everything that ever happens is bad is the devil. There's people that see the devil and demons behind every rock. And then there's people that doesn't think he exists. Man, has he done a good job or what? You're either at one end where everything is his fault, or you're at the other end where he doesn't exist. Boy, that's pushing people to the left and right, isn't it? That's nice work on his part. How many people believe in the devil? Here we go. Out of the percentages of Jewish people, what do you think the percentage of Jewish people, do you want to guess or you want me just to tell you? I can guess, but if you want to guess, what do you
think?
Well,
I would hope that it would be high, but you know what? I'm going to guess low. I'm going to guess 20%.
You are actually a little high. That is 17% of Jewish people
wow.
believe that the devil is real. Now, this statistic surprised me. How many in the Muslim faith do you think believe that the devil is real?
I'm actually going to go higher with that one. I'm going to bump my number up to about 37-40%.
25%? Only 25% of Muslims believe that the devil is real. And this is where you get the landfill right here. How many in the Christian faith believe the devil is real?
You know what? I'm gonna aim low with that one. I'm gonna say 30% on that one.
Wow, 8 out of 10.
Wow, that actually
eight
surprises
out of 10.
Me.
It does. It surprises me too. I'm glad that the
eight out of ten
Christians believe that. I mean, how good is the devil that he moves people to deny that he exists? First of all, brilliant. Okay, just brilliant. It's a great strategy because then you know. Second of all, if he didn't exist, there's two things that would happen, and I think everybody knows that this is not possible. There's two things that would not be in existence. One, Flip Wilson would not have his calling card. The devil made me do it! Okay, that wouldn't exist. So we know the devil's real because of that. And then number two, you know who else wouldn't have a shtick? Is the church.
George Burns.
No, the church lady, remember? You know, what made you do that? Perhaps, let me think. Could it
be? I was thinking George Burns from Oh God,
Satan?
You Devil.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I forgot about that one, too. But the shtick on the church lady, that's funny.
It's pretty funny.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you don't certainly need to have faith in the devil for salvation. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? But if you don't think a devil exists, if you think evil is just a concept, man, have you been fooled. You have been fooled. If you look in the Greek text, it's very clear when Jesus talks about the model for prayer. He doesn't say deliver us from evil. It's very specific in the Greek, 23rd Nestle edition. It's deliver us from the evil one, and it's a personage. So there's obviously, and then the temptations that Jesus went through were from the devil. The temptations that Adam and Eve went through were from the devil. But if he's so good, he's got you thinking there isn't a devil, he's done a number on you. Man, oh man, oh man. Here's the thing to remember. It doesn't matter as long as you know who wins. You know who wins? God wins. That's what you got to remember. So when you're going through what you're going through and it's a drag or it's a bummer or it's not cool or it's not fun, which are, you know, all those things like that. And maybe the devil's directly to blame. Maybe it's the result of sinful man and his sinful ways. And the result is what we're reaping. Maybe it's worldliness. Maybe it's your own sinfulness. Maybe it's Satan himself who does know who you are and does not like you. If you read Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, he's making war with the saints. He's making war with the believers. He's on the earth making war with the believers because he hates the believers. If you don't know that, you got to read that Bible more and more and more and more. More Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in your system. I'm gonna prescribe medicine for the people listening to the show. Ready? I think you should take more goss pills. Right? More goss pills. Get it? Come on! That's not bad! All right, it's old. It's as old as when the Dead Sea was still sick, but it's still there. Okay. So the bottom line is you need to be aware that Satan doesn't like you. He hates you because you represent everything he stands against in Jesus Christ. And you remind him. It's kind of like you have children and they look like their dad kind of thing, or they look like their mom. It's that kind of thing. You remind him of Jesus so he doesn't like you, okay? And if you don't think he knows your name, again, man, has he got you fooled. Wow. So maybe you can work on that and figure that stuff out because there's a lot more going on there than you think. Okay, here's what we do have happening, sir. I know we're probably supposed to break like in a minute, right? But I think we should we just break because we're going to have our guest? So, yeah, let's just probably do that. What we're going to do is we are going to take a break. We're going to come back. I got a special guest coming in. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy?
the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Right now at Toyota Carlsbad during the wild end of summer sale, lease a new Camry today for just $199 a month. For details, call 1-855-315-4446. That's 1-855-315-4446. Toyota Carlsbad, I-5 Cannon Road, Car Country Carlsbad.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564. Have you ever been excited about carpet cleaning? Well, after you meet Steven, the owner of World Class Carpet Cleaning, you will be. I get excited about carpet cleaning now. My wife gets really excited about carpet cleaning. See, the first time we called World Class Carpet Cleaning, we had years of dinginess in the carpet. Stains from the kids, from living, from me. I'll admit it, I made some big messes in the house. World Class Carpet Cleaning came through and got it looking flawless. The dinginess gone. The stains that had just been there, the stains that we were throwing rugs over to cover up, gone and not coming back. I want you to get excited about carpet cleaning. I want you to call World Class Carpet Cleaning right now at 619-302-8409, because right now, for a limited time only, if you clean at least three rooms, it's only $40 a room and the fourth room is free. So call 619-302-8409 or go online to worldclasscarpet.com. I believe, like me, you're going to have a new carpet cleaner for life in World Class Carpet Cleaning.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Additionally, you can follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. We have a special guest joining us today. Very proud to have Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. on our show. Doctor, are you there? Is he there? He is there. He's there. Are you there, sir?
I'm here now.
Okay, you're there now. You know, it's always a button. There's always some button somewhere that's got to be pushed. First of all, thank you for joining us. I greatly appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, and I want to talk about a couple of things, but most importantly, we want to spend some time in talking about the materials and the new series you've created called Suffering and the Sovereignty of God. Can you talk to us a little bit about how this came to be, how this teaching series came about?
Well, I have been teaching on the sovereignty of God for many, many years. My second book was titled Almighty Over All, sort of exploring the sovereignty of God over different slices of reality and arguing, of course, that whatever the slice is, he was almighty over it. And that included a chapter on suffering. I had spoken about this at a couple of different conferences, including one of Ligonier Ministries' national conferences. But what really set us about planning to do this series was some difficult hardships that we've been through in our family in the last year and a half or so. It was February of 2011 that having survived breast cancer, having survived and gone back into remission when that breast cancer metastasized to her back and actually broke her spine, my wife was then diagnosed with leukemia, a very aggressive form of leukemia. And so from that February 2011 until December, she fought the good fight, and we went through all that we could to try to make her well, but she ended up going on to her reward December 18th, 2011. And along the way, I did a fair amount of writing on the process, what we're going through and as a family, the ways that we're trying to look at these things, the kinds of things that I would try to speak into my wife's life and hardship, the kind of things that she would speak into me and my hardship, and really got quite a good response for those pieces on the internet, including many after she had gone, as I continued to sort of chronicle the experience of this grief and this mourning, and through it all to celebrate our confidence in God's sovereignty. And I think that sort of put this series on the map, got it, started planning it, started setting aside some time to do this. But in the meantime, just about a month before we were scheduled to start filming, God in His grace also called home my 15-year-old daughter. Shannon was a child with special needs who had the mental capacity of about a one-year-old, but she lived by and earned the nickname Princess Happy. She was a great joy in our life and a great comfort to me, and so now we lose her too. And so in a sense, a very important goal for me and for Ligonier in putting this series together was to try to do something that's fairly unusual, and that was to both teach with care and precision and fidelity and accuracy what the Bible has to say about the sovereignty of God and the suffering of humans, but also at the same time to teach and speak about those things in a human way that doesn't set aside our emotions. We don't want to be led by our emotions, which can certainly lead us astray, but we don't want to deny their existence. So as that deadline was coming up, there was some discussion, should we postpone it? And I just thought, no, we need to do this now. And we need to be willing to show the human side and communicate this in the midst of the rawness of the pain.
You know, that's a very powerful. I mean, it's hard, and it's hard to hear because, you know, if you've journeyed on this earth for any length of time, as a person, you know pain, you know of pain, you know the trouble, and I think there's a lot of people that really struggle with how God fits into that picture of pain and loss. They don't know where to put him in the sense of, and I don't mean to say that disrespectfully, but they don't know how to include that in the thinking process. That pain right. is a part of the life and of the journey.
Absolutely, it's a part of the story that and part of his own life in terms of the incarnation and the suffering of Christ on our behalf. So, that's another thing we wanted to emphasize is that God is no stranger to these things, nor is he distant from these things. And we really not only do ourselves a disservice, but actually end up kind of stepping on his toes when we sort of try to protect God's reputation, God's dignity, by trying to distance his sovereignty from our suffering. If a tragedy happens, a tornado hits, or a horrible car crash, or you lose, your wife and your daughter, and there are people who will be very quick to say, well, you know, God had nothing to do with this, and to think that they're going to be offering comfort by saying, you know, God would have stopped it if he could, which I can't think of anything more despairing than that notion. So we want to be true to the scriptures. I think what's one of the texts that we looked at in the series is a famous text dealing with this question, which is in Isaiah 45. And I sort of talk about how it's not as though God sort of sheepishly, because he's been backed into a corner, confesses that, well, yes, actually his sovereignty does extend over our suffering. He's embarrassed that we've asked the question, but he has to tell the truth. So there you have it. That's not exactly the posture that God takes in Isaiah chapter 45, where the prophet Isaiah, speaking to Cyrus, the king of the Medo-Persian Empire, and speaking for God, God is there declaring joyfully, almost like he's pounding his chest, that he not only creates peace, but he creates discord. He not only creates comfort, but he creates calamity. That these things that come to pass are not something that he merely foresees and permits. They're not merely things that he plans, but they are things that he actually brings to pass. That's what he says in his boasting to Cyrus.
So for some Christians, I understand this. I understand the conflict, but some Christians, it's just a denial of God's sovereignty by saying, oh, well, God wouldn't, he wouldn't permit that, or he'd never do that, or that would never happen. And it's almost a removal, I think, and maybe I'm saying this wrong, but it seems like it's a removal of how vast and great and powerful his sovereignty is by saying, oh, well, he wouldn't, that's not from the Lord. Anything that happens is got to be understood under, I would think, under some umbrella that says, hey, God, let that happen. I mean, there's a reality check that the Lord permits it, whether it has a different ending than people think down the road, and whatever that is. I think that's a little bit more in the hands of the Lord. But to deny that God would have anything to do with it, is that not, in fact, denying God's very attribute of his sovereignty?
Well, again, it is. And I think what drives it may be something even worse, that the implication is that if God had the power to stop this, if God, then surely he would have, because we know that his obligation towards us is to make sure that things go well. I think that so often, particularly in the American church, where we're so used to comfort, we're so used to ease, we're so used to blessing from God's hand, that we come to take it for granted, and we come to think that the reason for not only the universe's existence, but the reason for God himself, the reason that he is to ensure that things continue to go well and comfortably for us. And so when they don't, we think, well, we know that he wants me to be happy. We know that he wants me to be comfortable. And because I'm not happy and I'm not comfortable, it must mean that he's not getting what he wants. There must be something that's able to overpower him. So it's a combination of really, honestly, a blasphemous view of who God is, but also an idolatrous view of who we are, because we become the end. We become the purpose for all things, our happiness, our well-being, when the reality is that we exist for God and for His glory rather than He exists for us and our comfort.
That's you stated that so well. I mean, I just want to say I really appreciate how you stated that, because I think people get into the mindset that everything that goes on in their universe is their universe, and it's like they're the center. And you think about if you go through Scripture and just read and look at the lives of the different people that the Lord selected, that He did different things through. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find anybody who got a rawer deal than Joseph. I mean, this guy's, his brothers hate him. His dad gets him a coat. He gets sold. He becomes a slave. I mean, they wanted to kill him. And the whole time, though, you wonder in his mind. Obviously, it seemed like he had a pretty good attitude in general, because he's the one that says to the baker and to the cupbearer, you know, why are your faces down? So it's almost like he seems like he's a little bit more of an up guy. But the whole time he's going through that whole process for the sake of others, not even knowing that he's going through it for the sake of others.
Well, absolutely. One of the people that I address from Scripture along these similar lines is a mildly obscure character. We don't know a lot about him. We do know about the signal event of his life. Jesus and the disciples are walking through the town, and there is a beggar there who was born blind. And the disciples ask Jesus, who's responsible for this? Whose fault was this, his or his parents' fault? And I've often commented that I think here we really see the grace and compassion of Jesus, because if I had been him and they were asking me that question, I'd have turned around and boxed their ears.
Right, right.
You know, we think of these guys as if they're profoundly ignorant fishermen, but these men had studied the Bible all of their lives, and they'd certainly read the book of Job, which has one of its central lessons that you can't measure a person's holiness or their character, their righteousness, on the basis of how much they're suffering. And yet that's exactly what they're doing. They're looking at this guy saying, well, boy, blind from birth, someone must have done something really bad here. Not sure who. Let's find out. Let's ask Jesus. Maybe he knows.
Wow.
And Jesus, of course, answers the question with a third option, the father, or the parents, the blind man, or he chooses no. He chooses neither. And, of course, he proceeds to heal the man. Now, I've thought through what it would be like to be that man, and how maybe for a moment he was excited to know that Jesus was coming, and then having to hear the question of the disciples, how frustrated he must have been, because that probably wasn't the first time. And, of course, he wasn't deaf. He was blind. So he heard the question, questioning his character and his parents' character, and that's got to be disheartening. Then Jesus heals him. You can't imagine something more exciting than that. But once he is healed, I've asked the question, don't you think for a moment, if only an instant, this man had to think to himself, wait a minute, I have been blind my entire life. I'm a full-grown man, and I've been blind my entire life so that on this particular day, when Jesus is walking down the street, he would have the opportunity to illustrate his power and his glory, to demonstrate what it means that he is the light of the world. I'm essentially, my life is to be here as God's flannel graph. I'm an audiovisual aid for these disciples.
Wow.
But I think at that moment, he would also be, I presume, sanctified enough to say, you know what, whatever Jesus wants to do with me, however he wants to use me, whatever, my life belongs to him. And if that's how he can manifest his glory through doing this, I'm in favor of it.
Yeah, that's powerful. Great. That's a great illustration too, Dr. Sproul. That's really, really powerful. We're going to take a short break. We got to do some radio business, and then come back and talk some more if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my guest, R.C. Sproul, Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr., is kind of making it really understandable about the sovereignty of God. Good work. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend.
about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Noticed how ants and other insects like to set up picnics in your home when it gets hot outside? This is Sue Freeze from Ecola. When the heat goes up, creepy, crawly, and flying things like to cool down. In your home, ants, spiders, and a lot of other insects will start appearing, and that's unsettling. You might even discover nests of bees or wasps in your attic. But here at Ecola, our expert, experienced technicians know how to get rid of any and all unwelcomed intruders, even critters like mice and rats. So before they start to picnic in your pantry, call us for a free estimate or inspection at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. We use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods to get rid of creepy, crawly, and flying house guests. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Attention parents, do you worry about the cars your kids are driving? Do you need to find safe, quality transportation for your spouse, son, or daughter? When you buy from Provident Auto Sales, you'll feel good about handing the keys to your loved ones. Choose from a wide selection with cars starting at $69.90. At Provident Auto Sales, each car comes from trusted manufacturers like Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and Honda, and was carefully serviced. At Provident Auto Sales, Tom, Ryan, and the team still believe in the golden rule. They do things right and stand behind what they sell. Check their inventory anytime at providentauto.com. If you don't find the car you want, call Providence Car Buying Service. Tell Ryan what kind of vehicle you're looking for. He'll find it for you with monthly payments to fit your budget. Provident Auto Sales. Guaranteed quality. Not fancy, just fantastic. Call 760-295-4000. providentauto.com.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. My guest with me today, Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr., has written material and has produced teachings on the suffering and the sovereignty of God. And we're having a nice conversation. I'm really enjoying it because I just happen to like theology and discussions like this. And I think for me, it gives me sometimes clarity. The story that you were talking about, the blind man, and how you mentioned that his whole life, he had no clue, but that in a moment, he was going to become the teachable tool for the Lord to use to teach the disciples and those around him a whole new strategy of thought in theology. That is such a great teaching. So I really, really appreciate that. And I want to kind of stay, we've got about 5 minutes in this segment. It's a little shorter. So I want to kind of stay in that. And then the next segment, I've got this really, I got a big question for you. I'm sure you'll have an answer, but I got to ask you anyway. But going back to that, do we as people not understand that everything that leads up to those moments is a lot of us will think, well, everything that led up to it, like, what a waste. But it wasn't a waste. It's the way that God orchestrates it, and he doesn't orchestrate by accident.
No, he's actually telling his story. I mean, you think about the greatest moment of shocking suffering in history, because, you know, I remind people very early on in the series as well that that you got to understand, and I may sound a little bit like Job's friends here for a minute, but I think we'll find out it's not my intention. You got to understand when you're looking at the question of human suffering that nobody who is living on this, you know, on this planet, nobody who is living is receiving more suffering than what is owed to them. In light of their constant rebellion against the true and living God, then every living moment is a moment of grace. No matter how hard their life might be, it is easier than what hell is like. Now, that does not mean, as I said, that you can do math and figure out how, you know, godly a person is by measuring how much suffering they're going through. So no one gets worse than they deserve, but you can't figure out what we deserve on the basis of what you're getting. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That absolutely okay. Makes sense.
At the same time, one of the great blessings for the believer, which is distinct from the unbeliever, is we can know for certain that whatever suffering we're going through, we're not going through it because God is angry at us. God's anger for the believer was spent 2,000 years ago on Calvary. So one of the ways I try to help people to grasp that is when you get the objection, whether it's from philosophers, whether it's from people who are going through genuine suffering themselves, but the question is often asked, well, why do bad things happen to good people? And my answer is, that only happened once, and he volunteered.
Yeah, excellent answer. That's a great answer. Yeah. That's solid.
I mean, that reminds us both that we deserve worse than what we're getting, and Jesus deserved much better than what he got, but that he did this and he suffered this way for our sake. So again, if you're in him, you have to realize God is not evening the scales of justice by sending us suffering. These scales are already even by virtue of Jesus' death on the cross.
Yeah.
So we can move forward knowing that the twin goals that are going to be reached in our suffering, no matter what, are that God will be glorified, just like this man born blind, and that we will be sanctified, that we will be caused to grow in grace, that we will become more like Jesus, that we will better reflect who he is and what his glory is. So we can go through the hardest things confident in those truths.
Let me ask you this real quickly. On the series, The Suffering and the Sovereignty of God, how people access this. Obviously, there's different ways to access this, the materials. What's the best way for people to access the material in this particular series?
I would suggest that they either go to Ligonier's website or call Ligonier. Ligonier Ministries' website is ligonier.org. And you can go to the store there, and they carry the series there. Or if you want to call and talk to somebody live, you can call their toll-free order line, which is 1-800-435-4343.
You know, just as I asked you that, I found that. I asked you that, and then I'm like, oh, wait, there it is, right there. Listen, what I want to do is we're going to take a break and come back, but I got a few more questions I want to ask you. One of the things that I did not, it's a little goofy on my part. You have to forgive me because I'm a little nuts sometimes. But to me, I think, you know, in my life, I think, I'm a pretty decent sized sinner, so to speak. And I figure, yeah, maybe 10 times a day, be it secret, quote unquote, secret sin or outright sin or whatever the case may be. I once added that up over an 80-year life. It's 292,000 sins in an 80-year life if you're at about 10 a day. And then my thinking is people just don't realize how bad we really are and how much grace God really gave us. They don't understand the size.
Right.
The size of it. But 292,000 sins, that's a lot.
That is a lot. And I would tell you, one of those great sins that's so common in all of our lives is our failure to understand what horrible sinners we are.
Yeah, that is the truth right there. Well spoken. Hang out with us, Doc. We're going to take another break and then come back. And I got two big questions for you. I know you're going to be able to answer them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more with Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and helping us understand suffering and the sovereignty of God.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.